Defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. Today, Hank welcomes Andrew Yu and Chris Wild, two leaders of the international move of the Spirit that began in China, known as the local churches. Now, they'll be discussing the classic book, The Normal Christian Life, a collection of sermons and lectures delivered by one of the greatest spiritual minds ever to emerge from China, Watchman Nee. If you'd like to join in the conversation and ask Hank or his guest a question or share your testimony about the impact of the normal Christian life, give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here is the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and I want to start today's broadcast by reading a letter that was introduced into the Congressional Record by Congressman Chris Smith. Chris Smith of New Jersey starts the letter this way: "Madam Speaker, I rise today to acknowledge the immense spiritual achievement of Watchman Nee, a great pioneer of Christianity in China. Christianity Today magazine recently honored Watchman Nee as one of the 100 most influential Christians of the 20th century. Watchman Nee died over 30 years ago, but his life and his work continue to influence millions of Protestant Christians in China. Today, more than 3,000 churches outside of China, including several hundred in the United States, look to him as one of their religious and theological leaders. Watchman Nee was an astonishingly devoted and energetic man, which I think can be seen from a capsule summary of his life. He became a Christian in 1922. In the 1930s, he traveled to Europe and to North America. There he delivered sermons and speeches. Later, his sermons were collected and published as books. By the late 1940s, Watchman Nee had become the most influential Chinese Christian writer, evangelist, and church builder. In 1952, the Chinese government imprisoned Nee and many other Christian leaders for their faith. Nee was never released. Though during the 60s and 70s, several of his books continued to grow in influence and popularity, particularly in the United States, and his best-known book, The Normal Christian Life, sold over 1 million copies worldwide and became a 20th century Christian classic. In 1972, Watchman Nee died at the age of 71 in a communist labor camp. His few surviving letters confirmed that he remained faithful to God until the end. Madam Speaker, it is estimated that China has more than 100 million Christians, and millions of them consider themselves the spiritual heirs of Watchman Nee. Millions more are rightly proud of his contribution to global Christianity. He was the first Chinese Christian to exercise an influence on Western Christians. And indeed, his contribution to world spiritual culture is immense. It is sad that the works of Watchman Nee are officially banned in China, even as they're being discovered afresh by a new generation of Western Christians. It is my hope that Watchman Nee's collected works can be freely published within China. After Watchman Nee's death, when his niece came to collect his few possessions, she was given a scrap of paper that a guard had found on his bed. What was written on that scrap may serve as Watchman Nee's testament. Christ is the Son of God, who died for the redemption of sinners and was resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe. I die because of my belief in Christ. Watchman Nee. Again, from a congressional record, a letter introduced by Congressman Chris Smith. And it is an apt testimony to the reality that Watchman Nee spawned a move of the Holy Spirit that continues to this day, a move that is manifest not only in the East, but significantly manifested in the West as well. Today it is my goal to put one of his resources into your hands, that resource called The Normal Christian Life. It is available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute at equip.org. You can also order by simply writing me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our resource consultants is always standing by, 888-7000-CRI. Aside from the Bible, the book that has influenced me most is The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. One of his main points is that God isn't nearly so much interested to help us as he's interested to do it all. If we learn what it means to lay aside our own strength and self-effort, as we admit our own weaknesses and inadequacies, then we are ready to be filled and infused with that divine dynamite, writes Len Kegler, a youth minister who was deeply impacted by the book. And I myself can freely testify that I have been impacted as well. On the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we so often talk about doctrine. But Paul said to Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, for if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. It's not just about having right doctrine. We can be straight as the barrel of a gun, and yet just as empty, if we do not know how to live the crucified life. I have some friends joining me on the broadcast. I met them 7 years ago now. I thought they were involved in a cultic movement. I discovered that I was dead wrong, that they were involved in an authentic move of the Holy Spirit. They have become among my most treasured friends. I want to introduce one of them to you right now, Chris Wild, who has not only been instrumental in showing me what's going on all over the world as a result of an authentic move of the Holy Spirit, but someone who has taken the normal Christian life and actually read it so that it is now available on CDs. Chris, it's good to have you on the broadcast.
Hank, I'm just delighted as can be to be with you today, and I've just been enjoying your introduction so much and reflecting at the truths that you are speaking, not just from an intellectual apprehension, but now I can tell very much, Hank, in your, even in your voice, from an experiential apprehension as well. And if there is a single message of this great book, that I think you'll agree with me, that is it.
One of the most impactful things that I have found in this book comes towards the end of the book, and I sometime during the broadcast actually want to read a little portion from the end of the book, which deals with the wasted life. And that might sound trite, but it is one of the most profound truths that I have ever encountered. It is not what we do for Christ, but how we recognize that Christ is everything. And the Apostle Paul said this most eloquently when he said, I want to know Christ and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow or other to attain to the resurrection of the dead. Chris, you know that I met a man who was 80 years old, and that man had been imprisoned twice. He had been led through the streets by the communists with a dunce hat and a clown's nose to demonstrate to everyone watching how stupid it was for anyone to think that God created the universe, that Jesus Christ actually rose from the dead. He ended up being imprisoned during the Cultural Revolution and then once again afterward. And when I met him, he talked about the impact of the normal Christian life on his life. I asked him, how did you endure the hardship of a communist labor camp? And he told me that through the normal Christian life, he had learned how to live the crucified life.
Well, Hank, I think this is must become, I think, not just an instruction, a teaching to all believers who really long to progress in the Lord, but it must become a revelation that begins to alter everything else that we do in our Christian life and and the way we approach everything in our Christian life. As you rightly said in the intro, it's not what we can do for God. It's what we allow Him to do in us. And the problem is, for the most of us, well, I think we experience this a lot, and for many it's probably a mystery. And this, I hope those ones will really avail themselves of the opportunity to get this book. The problem is, within the space of our being, there are two persons trying to live at the same time. And the Lord is, He's not so pushy. He will wait until we are exhausted, until we have run out of every ounce of our natural strength, so that we can begin to experience His death. And then, and only then, are we qualified to experience His resurrection life. And I just think this is a paradigm change for virtually all of us. And that's why this book is such a testament to the life of the one who wrote it, and also a potential window into a whole new range and realm of experience of victory and deliverance in Christ.
This is one of the sections of the book that so impacted me, Chris, where Watchman Nee talks about a brother who was trying to struggle into victory and remarked to me one day, "I do not know why I am so weak." "The trouble with you," said Watchman Nee, "is that you're not weak enough not to do the will of God, but you are not weak enough to keep out of things altogether. You are still not weak enough. When you are reduced to utter weaknesses and are persuaded that you can do nothing whatever, then God will do everything." He went on to give an illustration, one of my favorite illustrations in the book.
"I was once staying in a place in China with some 20 other brothers. There was inadequate provision for bathing in the home where we stayed, so we went for a daily plunge in the river. On one occasion, a brother got cramp in his leg, and I suddenly saw he was sinking fast. So I motioned to another brother, who was an expert swimmer, to hasten to his rescue. But to my astonishment, he made no move. Growing desperate, I cried out, 'Don't you see the man is drowning?' And the other brothers, about as agitated as I was, shouted vigorously too. But our good swimmer still did not move. Calm and collected, he remained just where he was, apparently postponing the unwelcome task. Meantime, the voice of the poor drowning brother grew fainter and his efforts feebler. In my heart I said, 'I hate that man. Think of his letting a brother drown before his very eyes and not going to the rescue.' But when the man was actually sinking, with a few swift strokes, the swimmer was at his side, and both were soon safely ashore. Nevertheless, when I got an opportunity, I aired my views. I have never seen any Christian who loved his life quite as much as you do,' I said. 'Think of the distress you would have saved that brother if you had considered yourself a little less and him a little more.' But the swimmer, I soon discovered, knew his business better than I did. 'Had I gone earlier,' he said, 'he would have clutched me so fast that both of us would have gone under. A drowning man cannot be saved until he is utterly exhausted and ceases to make the slightest effort to save himself.' Do you see the point? When we give up the case, then God will take it up." He is waiting until we are at an end of our resources and can do nothing more for ourselves.
A reading from The Normal Christian Life by my guest, Christopher Wilde. The Normal Christian Life, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, again, The Normal Christian Life, a Christian classic. I want to put it in your hands so that you can have a devotional by which you can absorb the meaning of living the wasted life. We're going to talk about the wasted life on the other side of the break as we continue with this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, available when you order online at equip.org, when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. We'll be right back in just a few moments with Chris Wilde, my guest, as well as Andrew Yu, as we talk about the normal Christian life, talk about a man who paid it all, who died in a communist labor camp in 1972, but his legacy lives on and the branch has grown over the wall. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
To find out more about The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or you can go online to equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank and his guest will return right after this short break. Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of the Cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology.
to order memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. To remain faithful in a world that claims subjective feelings are just as reliable as objective facts, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. To find out more or request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. And now we return to our conversation with Andrew Yu, Chris Wilde, and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And we're talking today about a resource that I want to put into your hands. It's called The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. Again, it is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you speak with our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, before I go back to our guests, Chris Wilde and Andrew Yu, I want to read a short portion. This comes from the very end of the book, and it has deeply touched my life. It's called The Goal of the Gospel. And this chapter starts in the very shadow of the cross, an incident that has its roots in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, where Mary had an alabaster cruse. It was full of very costly ointment, and she poured it all over the head of Jesus Christ. And you'll recall the words of Jesus Christ where he said, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, that also which this woman has done shall be spoken of as a memorial of her." Mary had taken 300 pence worth of ointment, and she had poured it over the head of Jesus Christ. And Judas took the lead. He was voicing a general complaint that Mary's action was singularly wasteful. Watchman Nee then answers the question of waste. He says, "What is waste? Waste means that you give something too much for something too little. In the world's estimation, the service of the Lord, the giving of ourselves, is a sheer waste. Because a man has some natural talent, in the world's eyes, they count it as a shame for him to serve the Lord. They think such people are really too good for God. What a waste of a useful life," they say. In 1929, I returned from Shanghai, writes Watchman Nee, to my home in Fuzhou. One day I was walking along the street with a stick, weak and broken in health, and I met one of my old college professors. He took me into a tea shop. We sat down. He looked at me, and he said, "Now look here. During your college days, we thought a good deal of you, and we had hopes that you would achieve something great. Do you mean to tell me that this is what you are?" "I must confess," writes Watchman Nee, "that on hearing it, my first desire was to break down and weep. My career, my health, everything was gone, and here was my old professor who taught me law in the school asking me, 'Are you still in this condition with no success, no progress, nothing to show?' But the very next moment, And I have to admit that in all my life, it was the very first time I really knew what it meant to have the Spirit of glory resting upon me. The thought of being able to pour out my life for my Lord flooded my soul with glory. Nothing short of the Spirit of glory was on me then. I could look up and without a reservation say, Lord, I praise Thee. This is the best thing possible. It is the right course that I have chosen. To my professor, it seemed a total waste to serve the Lord. But that is what the gospel is for, to bring us to a true estimate of His worth. Well, Watchman Nee continues saying that he spoke of a sister who he knew for a long time and one who had helped him the most. And he used to go to see her, and at one particular meeting he almost shouted at her, "No one knows the Lord like you do. You know the book in a most living way. Do you not see the need around? Why don't you do something? It is a waste of time, a waste of energy, a waste of money, a waste of everything, just sitting here and doing nothing." But no, brethren, that is not the first thing with the Lord. He wants you and me to be used. God forbid that I should preach inactivity or seek to justify a complacent attitude to the world's need. But the question is one of emphasis. Looking back today, I realize how greatly the Lord was in fact using that dear sister to speak to a number of us who as young men were at the time in His training school for this very work of the gospel. I cannot thank God enough for her and for the influence of her upon me. What then is the secret? Clearly it is this, that in approving Mary's action at Bethany, the Lord Jesus was laying down one thing as the basis of all service, that you pour out all you have, your very self, unto Him. And if that should be all He allows you to do, that is enough. It is not first of all a question of whether the poor have been helped or not. That will follow. But the first question is, has the Lord been satisfied? One lesson some of us have come to learn is this, that in divine service, the principle of waste is the principle of power. Our work for Him springs out of our ministering to Him. I do not mean that we are going to have to do nothing, but the first thing for us must be the Lord Himself, not His work. And then the book ends, "Oh, to be wasted! It is a blessed thing to be wasted for the Lord. So many who have been prominent in the Christian world know nothing of this. Many of us have been used to the full, but we do not know what it means to be wasted on God. We like to be always on the go. The Lord would sometimes prefer to have us in prison. We think in terms of apostolic journeys. God dares to put His greatest ambassadors in chains." And Watchman Nee wrote those words prophetically, for soon he would be arrested. In 1956, he would be imprisoned. And in 1972, he would die in prison, never knowing that the normal Christian life would be written. Never knowing, as my good friend Andrew Yu has so beautifully pointed out, that the branch would grow over the wall. I met Andrew Yu back in August 4, 2003. That's 7 years ago now, and today he is one of my treasured friends, and he joins me on the broadcast. Andrew, you told me a story about Watchman Nee, and you're the one that gave me the illustration about the branch growing over the wall. It was as though Watchman Nee was wasted in a prison, never knowing that he would impact the West, and yet, because he gave us all to Christ, his legacy lives on.
Well, that's right. Hank, I'm so glad that you share about that last chapter on the normal Christian life. That was the book that touched me very, very much at the beginning of my Christian life. And that chapter was the most pronounced chapter when I read that book. And like you said, Watchman Nee's last 20 years of his life was just a living out of that very chapter that you talk about, because in man's eyes, that 20 years was a complete waste in the communist prison. But the very next year after he was sentenced, God, in his own sovereign way, spread his ministry and his messages through that very book, The Normal Christian Life, in the West. And irrespective of him, like you said, being aware at all that there was such a book. And in fact, it wasn't even published in America. It was published in India, Bombay, at that time. The writer was a missionary who was very touched with Watchman Nee's message, and he decided to publish that book without him, Watchman Nee himself, knowing about it. And almost overnight, his messages and his ministry caught on with most of the seeking people in this country. And so I think that is a vindication of what he spoke about in that very book.
Talking to Andrew Yu and Chris Wilde about a book that has deeply impacted all of our lives, The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. I began a primary research project on the local churches, a move of the Holy Spirit, back almost 7 years ago with Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, Gretchen Passantino, and others. And in that process, I traveled all over the world, and I met Christians in Korea and China and Europe and America. And I saw something different about those Christians. I saw authentic New Testament Christianity in action. Everywhere I went, I was amazed at the consistency in the lives of people who understood what it meant to be crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, resurrected with Christ, and ascended with Christ. And I came to recognize afresh that it's not just about doctrine. Paul said, watch your life and your doctrine closely. Living the crucified life is a goal for all of us, a goal beautifully and ably laid out in The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. That's why I'm passionate about putting it into your hands. Check it out again on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk, as always, to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with Andrew Yu and Chris Wilde. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Locked away in a Chinese prison camp for his faith, where he eventually died, Watchman Nee must have thought his public ministry was finished. But his messages were compiled into The Normal Christian Life and are still inspiring believers around the world to a closer walk with Christ decades later. Likewise, you may not realize the far-reaching impact of your gifts to CRI. As you know, your gifts keep the Bible Answer Man on the air, the website running, and plenty of hard-hitting resources available. But people you touch through your support now will influence countless lives in the future. To thank you for your support, we'd like to send you a copy of The Normal Christian Life. You can give securely at equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. But don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274.
Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Joe in Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible.
Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read.
Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible edited by Hank Hanegraaff by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
In our age of information overload, Christians must learn to discern between good and evil, truth and falsity. Hank Hanegraaff's acronym DISCERN is a memorable tool that can help believers discern for themselves in the face of sharp disagreement on critical issues in the church. As social media explodes around the globe, ideas of friendship and community are rapidly changing. Yet for all its possibilities, the virtual world can't replace the significance of embodied interactions. Douglas Groteis helps us understand what place social media should have in our lives. Plus, articles on the wisdom of Pixar, helping friends find their way to Christ, the biblical concept of family, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. As you read The Normal Christian Life, you'll discover that Watchman Nee's word pictures drawn from everyday life make it easy to apply complex spiritual truths and give you the foundation and encouragement to stay committed to Christ even when he feels distant. If you'd like to ask a question about the normal Christian life and remaining faithful in the face of difficulties and adversity, call us right now. The number is 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now back to Hank Hanegraaff and his guests.
Thank you very much, Randy. And I am with Andrew Yu and Chris Wild. They are two of my most treasured friends today. I met them back in 2003, and back then I thought that they were involved in a cultic movement. I now understand that they are involved in an authentic move of the Holy Spirit. And we have, over the years, Andrew, talked about what it means to live the crucified life. And we have had the opportunity to see people who live the crucified life on a daily basis, not with a hint of self-pity, but with the reality of Christ and his vision, his mission, and an eternal perspective in mind. And I will never forget sitting in a hotel room with you in China, Andrew, and seeing men who had been imprisoned sing and rejoice in being able to suffer for Jesus Christ. To this day, that is indelibly etched on the canvas of my consciousness.
Well, Hank, you are saying something that is touching very deeply our lives together, and that is the testimony of those who have received this ministry in seeing that the Christian life is a matter of dying to ourselves and living to Christ. And if I may sum up a little bit, what these Christians are experiencing or have experienced in the last 60 years is that, on the one hand, Christ died so that we do not have to die, but that one step further, Christ lives so that we do not live ourselves, but rather we live the life of Christ. And that, I think both of us would agree, is what these believers are experiencing. Because humanly speaking, I don't believe any one of us or them can live that kind of life of under constant suffering inwardly and outwardly without having a resurrection life as the factor that would allow us to go through all these experiences. And so I think it's wonderful that you are introducing the book. It's more almost like an interpretation of these brothers' experiences.
There are so many people in China that need spiritual nourishment, Chris. Some estimates are that there are as many as 130 million Christians in China. Some estimates are a little lower, some a little higher. But the reality is we're seeing New Testament Christianity in action. The church is growing and developing with vast rapidity, and yet the people in China desperately need spiritual nourishment. One of our goals, therefore, is to get this book, which is still banned in China, unbanned.
Yeah, that's very true, Hank. I think, you know, you and I Andrew have had the blessing to be able to travel together to meet many of these believers a number of times, and inevitably we are just ushered, it seems like, from upper room to upper room, and we have these encounters, and it's almost like walking in the Book of Acts, and it's just, it doesn't matter how many times I've been and how many times I've experienced this, every time it touches you so deeply in your being, and I know from being with you on a number of these times how much it's impacted you. But you're exactly right. I think the essence of this ministry, many of these believers that we've met, the essence of this ministry and this message of living the crucified life in order that we might live again in Christ, that message has resonated through all these dark decades when they have been either unable to freely get the Word of God or to have the benefit of this kind of written ministry. But nonetheless, that Word and that spiritual ethos has certainly circulated, because we just keep meeting more and more believers who come away with the same life essence that we read about in the pages of the Normal Christian Life. So we know that line is there. But you're exactly right, Hank, to think that a book like this, and a number of books that were written by Brother Nee and made it into the West, have had such an impact here, and yet are deprived of the believers in his native land, is one of the great tragedies, I think, of the current era that we live in, when China is coming forth in such a dynamic way on so many fronts, and even spiritually now. I mean, I think churches everywhere recognize that the move of the Holy Spirit in China is maybe not unparalleled. There are other places, I think, in the third world that are experiencing similar things, but it's certainly far more dynamic probably than what we're experiencing in the West. So we feel a definite commission from the Lord and a burden from the Lord to do what we can to bring forth the day when these books, these writings of Watchman Nee and his co-worker Witness Lee, these books could be reintroduced to the land where they really belong. And the benefit to these hundreds or tens of millions, it's probably, to be safe, to be conservative, we'll say tens of millions of believers that have never been exposed to this teaching there, how much benefit they could reap as well. Certainly many have their own stories of suffering, but I think there's a measure of spiritual help here in these pages that we really owe it to them to get back to them.
One of the things that happens to all of us is we get inundated with books and magazines and materials, and so oftentimes it's difficult for us to choose one, sit down, and really absorb that one. And that was the case for me with The Normal Christian Life. It was on my reading list, but I never seemed to be able to get to it until I met someone named Mr. Bai. I actually changed his name in a letter to our constituents, but I feel perfectly free to use his name. He's an 80-year-old Christian, a plain, normal Christian in every sense, except he has been imprisoned twice. And I'll never forget the question I asked him when I heard about the hardship that he had endured. How in the world could you endure such a thing? And he said to me, I had read The Normal Christian Life before I was imprisoned, and it sustained me because its message was about living the crucified life. Andrew, I want you to underscore that for people so they understand precisely what we're talking about when we talk about living the crucified life, knowing what it is to be buried with Christ, raised with Christ, and to be able to say, I no longer live, but it is Christ that lives within me.
Well, Hank, of course, what Watchman Nee was saying was actually what the Apostle Paul had been saying 2,000 years ago, that it was no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me, in Galatians 2:20. A lot of people, they think that this is just for the Apostle Paul, or that it is for some very, very mature Christians. Whereas somewhere in Watchman Nee's ministry, he pointed out that is the very threshold of a Christian life, that the minute he becomes a child of God, God's desire is that he would no longer live himself. That means according to his own natural ability, his natural inclinations, and his self-interest, but that he would live a life that is Christ alone. Of course, we're not talking about asceticism, and we're not talking about Eastern kind of denial, because right there in that verse, when Paul says that it is no longer I that live, he says the life which I now lives, and so that I that was being crucified is at the same time living, but it's living a life that is no longer self-centered and self-fed, revolving around self-interest. And that kind of message is more than just telling people you need to grit your teeth when the persecution comes and or hope that God would deliver you out of your prison. It is like you and I, Hank, one time we talked to this brother, and I believe it was you who asked, why do you think that the Lord would keep you in the prison for 17 years? And that brother answered in a very humble way. He said, I believe the Lord wants to perfect me more and that he loves me more. And that word touched me very much. And I think as we consider, even though in this country we don't suffer those kind of outward persecution, but we have to realize that whatever that God is doing is to have more Christ added to us, and that's the whole meaning of the Christian life, is that Christ would live out of us.
I want to continue this discussion with Andrew Yu and Chris Wild on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Right now, draw your attention to a segment in the Normal Christian Life that amplifies the very words that Andrew Yu just spoke, where Watchman Nee says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ." He's there, of course, noting an exclamation of Paul that is fundamentally the same as his words in Galatians chapter 2, a key to the study of the normal Christian life. "I live, and yet no longer I, but Christ." The word "I" throughout Romans 7, culminating in the agonizing cry, "O wretched man that I am," and then followed by the shout of deliverance, "Thank God, Jesus Christ." It is clear that the discovery Paul made is this, that the life we have is the life of Christ alone. We think of the Christian life as a changed life, but that, writes Watchman Nee, is not it. What God offers us is an exchanged life, a substituted life, and Christ is our substitute within. "I live, and yet no longer I, but Christ liveth in me." This life is not something which we ourselves have to produce. It is Christ's own life reproduced in us, something that you can experience in living the exchanged life. And one more reason I want to put the normal Christian life into your hands is my way of saying thank you for your support of the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. This is a beautiful book. It is richly appointed. It's a collector's edition. And I want to put it again into your hands as a way of saying thank you for partnering with me in the ministry of the gospel. It is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak with our resource consultants, 888-7000 CRI. My thanks to Christopher Wild and Andrew Yu. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of our discussion.
The Normal Christian Life, an inspirational collection of messages from Watchman Nee, will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. In gratitude for your support to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to send you a copy of The Normal Christian Life. Just call 888-7000-CRI or give securely online at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274.
Are engaged in a war. A war. Not a war with bombs and bullets, not even with power politics. This is a war with an invisible enemy, against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And the only way to know victory over this enemy is to know the weaponry you have to fend him off. The Covering by Hank Hanegraaff is based upon Paul's words to the Ephesians commanding us to put on the armor of God. The Covering outlines this armor and its importance in our spiritual battles. He explains what it means to incorporate God's covering and the practical ways God delivers us from evil. Consider it your effective biblical battle plan to wage successful spiritual warfare. Call CRI and order Hank Hanegraaff's fascinating book, The Covering. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also order The Covering online by going to www.equip.org.